Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself podcast. Listen, I am your host, John M. Singletary Sr. And you know I gotta put that senior in there because I got my junior, LJ. What it do? And I had the privilege of traversing this amazing journey of podcasting, but more importantly, this journey that we call life. And today, I want to talk about leadership being a team sport. I had the privilege of interviewing one of my wingmen and my former commander. And during the interview, obviously, we wanted to spotlight his journey and the ups and downs of leadership, but a thread that kept commonly weaving itself into the conversation was the fact that it was about the teams, it was about the amazing people that we both had the opportunity to work and serve with, and that we had the opportunity to serve as leaders, true servanthood leadership. And towards the end of the interview, he said, you know, leadership is a team sport. And, you know, as I've been, you know, making my journey through executive coaching and coaching leaders, and I came to some realization that when you really want to elevate, evolve, and change a culture, you've got to stop looking at leadership as a one-off thing that only people at the top of an org chart can practice. And when you start recognizing, and what I mean by that is, a lot of times you get executive coaching or training for people that you've identified that are going to be leaders in your organization. But there ought to be access to leadership concepts, leadership techniques, and leadership principles to everyone on your team, whether they're going to actually be a leader in the organization or they're going to be a productive and contributing member of the leadership culture of an organization. And so when you use leadership resources solely and strictly on people you've identified to go into leadership principles, I think you lose an opportunity to create a culture that supports leadership through collaboration, through followership, through ideation, and through all of these things. Because leadership truly is a team sport. And when you can lead from a horizontal perspective, more so than a vertical perspective, instead of saying who's at the top or the bottom, who are the important keys of the team? Because it's a team sport.